have time for some poetry on today's show. Milwaukee poet Jamie Hills has a new collection out, her first published collection. We'll have an interview with her in the coming days, but she also shared some of her work with us, including this poem.
This poem was in response to, I just read an article about all the different hybrids that were being created kind of in a laboratory with new animals. So all the animals in this poem are real, except for the ones that aren't. Keys to the kingdom. Arcs won't hold them. The creatures don't fit in, all hybrid ersatz beasts. The mule comes out smarter than his mom, still horsely, crossbred. How much smarts did his jackass father put in the mix? Domesticated cows succumb to buffalo. Mistake? No. Raw evolution? No. They're bred for beef, for cattle, a kind of improv foisted upon them to make a beefalo, a pitiful portmanteau. Gather tigers, leopards, jaguars, and lions. Mix together and get hodgepodge spots and stripes. Larger ligers, leopards, jaglions, infused with a jack-a-dandied flare of fur and a new strange roar. Jungles grow jumbled, a mishmashed Eden, modern-day Iraq. Keepers of horses rope off their zebras before they get mixed up. Look at the Z-horse when, is it the hokey-pokey that they do? Maybe we'll need a new breed of zebroid jockey. In addition, no one fathoms how a dolphin and whale make a wolfin. A whim, obviously. A camel-llama combo makes a camma, not a llamel. Perhaps those hypoallergenic cats, customized in white and black, queued up in biotechnology factory lines somewhere in New Jersey, really are ossicats primed to destroy your carpet. Would Gandhi support this? Should we consider the dagoti as a pet? Or cherish the wily pet dogs? What if the coy dingo, coy wolf, or coy dog, unleashed from doghouse to the wild, aren't coy at all? What if variety in life gets too spicy? What if the lion and dove make love? What if the turkey and mallard make malarkey? Or we combine xenogenetic hippogriffs, harpies, mermaids, geep, exotic yakalone, pumapards. Name them whatchamacallit, thingamabob. Zedonks, zebronkies, Debra, pull your carts across Acadia.
Milwaukee poet Jamie Hills reading Keys to the Kingdom. It's from her new collection called How to Avoid Speaking.